All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and you know that Heroes Nation, and you're listening to, or watching, I should say, the Doug and Dave Intel Report. You can see Doug Thornton there. We do a lot of these. He's one of our go-to guys. We talk about alphabet soup experts. Some of them we can tell you what they did for what agency. Some of them we can tell you what they did, but we can't tell you the agency because that's part of their severance agreement. But, you know, Doug was with DHS and was also a combat veteran and a contractor, so he brings a lot of experience to the table. And so we like to come on here and tell you what's what, because we're honestly trying to help you have a safer and softer landing with all the crap we're going through. And we're trying to bring people the latest from experts who are used to dealing with things like this. And hopefully we're doing some good in the public's eye. And the feedback we're getting from you is very positive, and thank you for that. Doug, I know we're going to talk about the speech. My wife and I were in transit to another location, and we heard it from the car. I'm thinking, how did this moron even get elected to being a senator, much less president? But it was pretty bad. Where do you want to start on this speech?
Well, I want to start off with Joe Biden's an absolute racist. Because that's what he was as a senator.
That's true.
And he carried on that legacy of being an idiot all the way throughout being vice president and president. And in the present, just recently, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard, Joe Biden for 21 minutes declared the Republican Party, conservatives, MAGA, and anyone who doesn't vote for the Democrats as a threat to the democracy of the United States, a threat to voting, a threat to the Democrats. And that something needs to be done about it. Now, we don't have the time right now to invest into what I already know about Nazi Germany for me to bring out paper after paper. But I will tell you, this is what Nazi Germany did. Nazi Germany gave themselves the legal authority to go after their own political parties after the Reichstag fire, false flag, which is no different than our false flag, which was our Reichstag fire. January 6th, which he did talk about in his little speech that January 6th and the people who don't believe that he won the election, to include former President Donald Trump, that we are all the problems, and that already we're cheating within the polls, and already they're expecting that the lopsided votes that are coming in are all, what would they say, manufactured, illegitimate. Isn't this the same things that Hillary Clinton has talked about since 2016?
Yeah.
Isn't this the same thing that Joe Biden and Barack Obama have talked about most recently? When the shoe is on the other foot, they wear it gladly. The problem will be, and I want your reaction, Dave. The problem will be is when the conservatives do win and Joe Biden and the Democrats do not relinquish the reins, what are we to do?
You bring up an interesting point, Doug. I have quoted Nancy Pelosi, who made a public statement. Fox played it on their show. It was her saying it. And she said, if the, this is back in May, by the way, if the Republicans win the midterm election, we won't honor the election because they'll destroy democracy. Okay. And basically, she's saying, this is my Civil War declaration. It'll take force to get us out of office. That's how I took it. You bring up a really good point, and it's interesting as you were speaking. Hillary Clinton is already talking about the 2024 election, like they're cheating already, and then Joe Biden, the polls are fake. So, okay, let's use their terminology. Hillary is an election denier, so Merrick Garland should break the door down of her house and do a SWAT team raid like he does other people he doesn't agree with. And Joe Biden is a poll denier. And he should have the same fate. So these people are amazing. I mean, you have to wonder, do they think the public is that stupid that they don't catch on to their hypocrisy? What do you think?
I think that they have the legal system in their back pocket, that they know that they can get away with certain crimes for the amount of time that they have allotted to them. I believe, as many believe, probably that Hillary Clinton is a gatekeeper to the closet of the Democrats and the Republican Party. And for that reason, she'll never be granted power, nor will she ever be completely taken out.
I agree with that.
She'll be a thorn in our sides until she passes. Now, I will say this, the power resolve is not going to happen in November. Even if the Republicans win, we're not getting all the power back because all the same people who voted against Trump, who voted Trump down, which is what America wanted, was Trump.
Yeah.
Those same people are who are going to be back in power. So what are we really missing? I'm not sure. I don't believe the hype with the Republican Party. I don't believe that they are they have our best interests at heart. I don't believe they're on our side, and I don't think they're going to do jack shit about anything good anyways. Honestly, I don't see the Republican Party being any less worse than the Democratic Party. I think the Republican Party, and hear me out when I say this,
Okay.
I think the Democratic Party took us to where we're at for the Republican Party to be elected to then go after their own internal conflicts, like MAGA, which I believe there is a staged event coming, a false flag. And I would dare say that elected officials are probably on some sort of a hit list. This is my conspiratorial mind speaking. This is hypothetical. FBI, put down your pencils. But this is what I think, because as I project this in my mind and I'm playing 4D chess with myself, I have to ask the question, what is the chaos, or exactly whom is benefiting from the chaos? Because nothing within our elections and who gets elected, the policies that are wrote up, and then the laws that are passed ever benefit the American people. They benefit big banks, big money, and the elites that have the R and the D in front of their name. So I believe firmly that everything that is happening is staged to some extent. is staged for a reason to happen. And, you know, once again, call me conspiracy theorist if you want, but I believe these are narratives taking us to the next event. And I think the next event will be the Great Depression of America. That is the buildup into World War III. That'll probably be after 2024.
I do agree with you. A false flag is coming because they have to have a game changer and they have to have a pretext to declare martial law, which Nancy Pelosi who said, we're not leaving office, even if we lose the election. So to me, what could keep them from leaving office? Martial law. That's my take from this. Perhaps I'm wrong, but you know, Doug, I've run that comment by so many military people, ex-military people, people like yourself, and they tell me they don't see it any differently. They think that's a declaration of war against the election. And talk about election denier.
Look at Stacey Abrams.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she still hasn't conceded from 2018.
Neither is Hillary, you know. I mean, this is the delusion that these people live in. And they want you to live in that delusion with them because they control the narratives through mainstream media. And I think that's also why the attack on alternative media is coming about.
Yeah,
I believe there's a coordinated series of events that are happening, and Elon Musk screwed some of that up, or he's a part of it, which is, you know, I don't want to say Elon Musk is part of the evil agenda, but man, you just never know. But this is what I do know. I do know that we have Democrats and Republicans that have signed on to a bill. Let's say it like this. Democrats and Republicans signed on red flag laws. They signed on bills to take away your guns. They signed on bills to tear down the economy of the nation, to create inflation. They have both signed on bills that keep the border open. They have all, at some point in time, signed on bills that are now keeping this war in Ukraine funded, which is paid by our tax dollars, not theirs, ours. And not one Democrat or Republican in power has attempted a parlay, has attempted negotiations or de-escalations between Ukraine and Russia. Everybody stands and claps for war. We will be involved in that war. And that war, I believe, and I'll give you my opinion on this and why I think the next series of events are going to unfold soon. I believe war is coming within 3 years. I'm going to give it 3 years. I say 2024 and then maybe the year after. And I think 2025 is actually a good speculation for war between Russia and Ukraine to actually go in a very adverse direction where we will really be engaged. And I say that because there are some other things in line that don't make sense yet. For one thing, the BRICS nations economy is not there. They need that economy up and running and more nations to be aligned with them before they can go to war against the Allied powers.
Yeah. Doug, let me ask you this, okay? And some of you may have joined just now, but let me just say this to you. I don't think we have 3 years. I really don't. And we're talking about going to war. I'm not sure we have 3 months if these people lose the election. We've moved B-52 capable bombers to Australia. We've beefed up Diego Garcia. We're putting nukes in Finland, pointed right at Russia, right on the border. You got to wonder how much provocation can the Russians stand before they say, okay, it's coming, so we may as well do a preemptive strike.
I think this is nothing worse than what NATO has been doing for decades. More of a threat to Russia than the provocations of war right now has been the numerous, over 20 nations that have joined NATO and encroached on Russia. So I think that's actually worse. If Russia ever wanted to do anything, then was the time before the ruble really fell. But No, I actually think I think Vladimir Putin has a lot of this in his back pocket, and I think he's an excellent strategist because of what he's doing. I'm not saying I like the man. I'm not saying I don't dislike Russians. I don't dislike anybody, to be honest with you. I don't want war with anybody. But I will say this is that I want you to consider what I'm about to tell you. We have sent billions of dollars of assets to Ukraine from Manpad missile platforms, which is a surface-to-air, high altitude, like 10,000 feet, missile platform. And then we've also sent Stinger missiles, which is a shorter distance, shorter traveling distance missile. And then we've also sent Javelin missiles, anti-tank missiles. And those are our assets that are new, that are our stockpile. And now we have sent so many of them that it'll take up to 5 years of fabrication and manufacturing just to reproduce that stockpile. I firmly believe that what Russia has been sending into Ukraine, because it's a special military mission, it's not the invasion of Ukraine. And I want to be very specific. When everyone says invasion of Ukraine, I actually believe Putin. If Putin wanted to invade Ukraine, it would have been flattened in 96 hours. And there's not a damn thing we would have done about it. Flattened in 96 hours. I think Putin is strategically bringing in antiquated equipment, bringing in antiquated Hind helicopters, the older helicopters, older planes, older tanks, and amphibious assault vehicles. And allowing these vehicles, and unfortunately the men who are driving them and all the infantry, to then draw out the Ukrainian forces and then make the Ukrainian forces expend all the ammunition that we've been giving them. And if you continue to do that for a period of years, let's say 3 years, okay, we will not have a resupply for them. In a year, that we at that point in time, our military will not be capable of defending itself on the battlefield. So I would believe the generals would not allow that. Two is their allies continue to replenish them between the Iranians and the Chinese, and they're starting to hold the corner market in that area of the world with the revenue. You know, right now, if you want to buy liquid gas, or if you want to buy petroleum products, you're going to pay in ruble, not in American dollars, ruble. So Vladimir Putin actually has, I believe, taken the approach of the long game. He'll draw this out for a couple years, and here's the thing. If the bear barely, if we barely draw the Russian bear out of the cave and he swats a couple times, then whatever. But we have to understand that the Russian bear has nuclear claws. So if we push the buttons too much, we know mutually assured destruction can happen. So because of that, we're playing chicken with another nuclear power. So what we're doing, in a sense, is like a slow motion war. It's not a blitzkrieg. It's not a blitzkrieg, and this is also not World War One, where we're doing trench warfare, and you know, 15 million people have died within a matter of 3 or 4 years. What we're seeing right now, honestly, is a very slow, well-coordinated skirmish between Russia and multiple nations. And right now, Russia is in charge of that skirmish. We have to combat Russia, and everything that Russia does, we have to combat it. The Chinese are there, you know, the Iranians are there, probably other members of other BRICS nations are there as well for local assets, like the Chechens and the Belarusians. However, we are not we are losing ground in Ukraine. Every time you see some new video of a new helicopter, or a new tank being destroyed, or a bomb being dropped, or something new that CNN and Fox News puts out about Ukrainians defeating Russians is bullshit. Half of it comes from a video game. Half of it comes from, and that's proven, by the way, half of it is coming from stuff from 2014. So what they're doing is they're taking old footage and they're revamping it through CGI from computer.
Listen, that's a psyop war. I agree with you. I hear what you're saying.
That's what's happening.
But Doug, I think we need to give our listeners the alternative view too. And it's not necessarily one I subscribe to, but I think it's one they need to hear. And so I'm going to jump on and play devil's advocate, because I agree with you about Putin's strategy. The long game is his best ally. There's no question, particularly with a midterm election that's brewing. They could work against Biden and they could cut funding off. I mean, in fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene said today, you know, if we win these elections as we should, not one more dime will go to Ukraine. I mean, they're already starting to talk this way. So, but here's the other side of the coin. Do not underestimate the devious nature of the people who we do battle against for control of this country. They are not above a bloody false war, letting off a nuke, letting off a dirty bomb, blaming Russia, and then you have your preemption for, provocation for war. And this is honestly, and you mentioned that they're a lot like the Nazis and that you've gone through your radio show and talked about that. And yes, you have. Well, the Nazis, before they attacked Poland, tried to blame Poland for attacking the Nazis. Mm-hmm. And these people will follow that game plan in some people's viewpoints. And it'll be a false flag that sets this off. And the American people will be more likely to go along with it. Let me just give you an example. What if a nuke went off in New York City? And we've already seen some interesting indications with the PSAs there. Oh, if a nuclear bomb goes off, go inside the building. Remember those? Don't stand by the windows. I mean, it's as stupid as duck and cover was in the 1950s. And I do think, personally, that a false flag is probably a 50-50 proposition to get this war started.
I foresee not a nuke going off, but a nuke being discovered.
In other words, they discover intent, but not an actual event.
The FBI, I would guess, would foil a terrorist plot. That's probably most likely going to be MAGA and Russians working together, because, you know, that's what MAGA does, right? We set off nukes and we kill mass orders of people and burn down cities.
But only for people of color.
Right.
Because we're all racist, okay?
Right.
Even the people who are on board with us and are our allies who happen to be black and Hispanic or whatever race they are, they're racist too. I mean, I love it when they call Lee Elder a white supremacist. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, they did the same thing to Herschel Walker.
Yeah, exactly.
So look, you know, there is a group of people who writes scripts for the government.
Explain that, Doug, explain that for the audience that may not be familiar with what you're talking about.
So there are a series of books. Here, let me pull something up. I can't show you exactly what this is, but let's just say there are things that are about this thick that sometimes you get to review. And they will have certain scenarios written in it so that the government will know continuity of operations, will know how to react. And a thermonuclear device going off is actually one of them. And that's why in January, FEMA even had their little three-day, I guess you could say, exercise over what would happen if a dirty bomb or a nuclear device exploded in a city. So to me, there is your event, or there's your narrative connecting eventually to an event. And when you people start to think of this, like I'm telling you, things will make sense. The government will say, be prepared for this. And then through a period of time, there will be a correlating series of narratives that will link this event to this event, and the narrative will be wrote in between. And even though 9 times out of 10, it's all speculation, there's not an ounce of truth in it, and what is true is manufactured, like Gretchen Whitmer being kidnapped, right?
Like, yeah,
like
right.
January 6th. Yeah, like President Trump orchestrating January 6th to overthrow the government, or the gallows that were being erected for Vice President Pence. It's all bullshit. It's all to confuse you. It's all to make you mad. It's all to make you look at your neighbor and think twice about them. This is what they do, and this is what they do very, very well. All right. Most likely, this is a CIA psyop. And I know there are plenty of people out there who go down the rabbit hole and they go, oh, God, this guy said CIA and psyop in the same phrase. Do your investigation into the CIA. Or better
exactly
yet,
what it is.
Or better yet, go to the American Vindictus Show and listen to the, what, several different podcasts I've done over the different psyops that the CIA has.
Doug, tell the audience where they can go to listen to these stories about this.
All right. So the American Vindictus Show is on YouTube, Rumble. We're back on YouTube. It's on Rumble, AmericanVindictusShow.com, Heroes Nation. Also on Audible, Amazon Prime, GSRadio.net is the mothership that holds the American Vindictus Show. If you go to my website, you'll see all the different various podcasts are on there. But I break this stuff down. I go into the government white papers, not lectures from internet sources. I'm actually going over the legitimate papers that these people have wrote about, and time again, the government will tell you how they will orchestrate a false flag. They will write the series of narratives, and the CIA, through Mockingbird and other operations, will literally tell the media, you shall, and in the government's words, when we say shall, that means you must do, you shall talk about this narrative. This is what we write for you. And I mean, even in the 60s to the 70s to present, you know, this is what they were doing from magazines to the mainstream media. They had a hand in it. And in the 70s, they were actually brought out into Congress and had to admit this is what they were doing through Operation Mockingbird. MK Ultra.
Well, MK Ultra.
MK Ultra. Right. Yeah, there's another one. Look. There is too much precedence right now that some crazy asshole is going to get a gun, make a bomb, you know, try and kill somebody that's a politician. God help that none of that happens. I don't want any of that to happen. I don't want it to happen. I don't want war in my country. You don't want war in this country. No one is ready for that. But I promise you, they will bring it. If they fear that they're going to lose power.
There you go. And this is where I want to jump in with the side parallax view here. And it's this. The Democratic Party has been selected. I'm talking the leadership. And the rank and file just fall into place. Sometimes they're enticed by money or promises of advancement in the party. But the bottom line is the Democratic Party is an agent of globalists that seek to have new world order. It's not conspiracy, folks. They write about it. The World Economic Forum is openly talking about this now. So don't, and by the way, when I say World Economic Forum, they've trained Justin Trudeau, Tulsi Gabbard, the mayor of Phoenix. It's like, who haven't they trained in their globalist ways? Now, having said that, the Democratic Party has a mission to take this country down. Right now, they've been content to do it politically. They stole an election. Yes, they stole an election. I'm qualified to say it because I was one of two private parties, Liz Harris being the other, that detailed with proof that the Maricopa County election was stolen and it paralleled what other researchers found in other parts of the country. So they stole the election. They're using the political process to take down America. You're an energy nation and they take energy away from you? Are you kidding me? Now Biden's trying to blame the oil companies for the problems at the gas pump because they're not producing enough oil when he killed the Keystone pipeline. So here's the mission. As long as they can keep dominance in the House and Senate and maintain the presidency, they move forward with their climate agenda, which is basically how to subjugate the world. We'll take away all industry. We'll control all industry. We'll control all energy. We'll control all food and other natural resources. And those that we let live will live under our dictate our jurisdiction, and the Democratic Party is the operating arm of these globalists that want to do this. So having said that, okay, if they can't maintain what they're gaining now through the political means, then what do they have left? They have to go to violence.
Well, I think we need to address that half of America is brainwashed into the ideology of the left, which is very dangerous. That's how communism becomes a nation killer. That's how the Nazi Party gets started. That's how you have people who willfully work in the gulags to imprison their own people and never ask questions. We, from what we are told, is that we have a record amount of Democrats that are voting Republican this year. And that's great. I'm glad so many people were red-pilled.
But we have a number of dead people that are going to be voting Democratic.
Well, and that's the thing. We already have, what is it, estimated over 20 million people have voted early. I have a problem with the way the election is ran because I don't trust the election anymore.
Well, Doug, what about ballot boxes? You can just walk up and drop something in. They're unsupervised. That's like opening the vault to a bank and say, well, come in and get what your money is.
Well, let me tell you how to destroy a ballot box. And this has already happened. I never said anything about it because I didn't want to give some crazy idiot an idea. But one of the things I always thought of, if you wanted to be very disruptive for ballot boxes, why don't you just drop a white powder envelope in it?
Oh, no. We don't want to advocate for that.
No, but in Colorado, it's already been done. The chemical substance that was found happened to be nothing more than like some sort of cleaning detergent for household supplies. But, you know, I have worked, I've worked several white powder cases, and they're scary. You know, they can actually be very terrifying if it's ricin or anthrax. You know, if you wanted to disrupt the election cycle, it doesn't have to be actual biological or chemical irritants or, you know, ricin or anthrax. Yeah, you can just fake it, and you could essentially destroy the ballots inside of it. I'm surprised this isn't being done. I'm actually surprised people aren't knocking these things over and burning them or you know, throwing a Molotov cocktail into it just to disrupt the elections. It seems like it would only benefit the Democrats.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no security over a ballot box. Most of the time, there's no security camera over a ballot box. So that's a system that we can't trust, and it's rigged. And it's only the Democrats push it. And you know what they'll say? Well, the Republicans are racist against minorities because they don't want minorities to vote. Minorities will vote no matter what. If they need to get out into the polls, they will go out and they'll vote. I trust the average citizen to do the right thing.
I do too.
When it comes to, you know, voting. And that's the thing. The Democrats think that they know everything, that they know better. They know better for the ethnic communities. I guess, you know, white people aren't an ethnicity, but, you know, all the different ethnic communities in America, the Democrats always claim to know best, but yet they're always the one taxing you to hell and then also trying to take you there through their politics and policies. The Democratic Party, Dave, does not have a leg to stand on anymore. And I think the party is about to meet the Reaper. And the other leg is going to get kicked out from underneath them from the people who have been red-pilled.
There are a lot of people that are saying if the Democrats don't hold both houses, that there'll be a civil war within the Democratic Party about control. It'll be hell to pay.
Who wins? Is it the AOC or is it the establishment Democrats?
Well, right now, AOC and Bernie Sanders' agenda is what's being served because it represents what the World Economic Forum wants, which ultimately is transhumanism, and the in-between spot between dictatorship and transhumanism is control of all energy. Technocracy is what many people refer to it as, and AOC and Bernie Sanders are all technocrats. And so they're that in-between stop at the end of transhumanism. Folks, let me tell you how it ends. I'll tie it together for you here real quick. How it ends in the globalist book is 90% of humanity's gone. They write about that openly, and that those that are here are genetically dumbed down and they're their servants. And these people have done of whatever you want to call it, the melding of man and machine, the singularity concept, that's transhumanism, and they're trying to live forever through artificial means. And only a few of them will rule over a burned out planet. And this is their ultimate goal. And if you don't believe me, follow the works of Noel Yuval Harari, who's Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum's founder, his right-hand man. He even said just the other day, Doug, he said this last week. He said, we need a mass depopulation event. Did you see that?
Yeah. I mean, and he also said that the elites would have the scientists who they would keep alive to build their next Noah's Ark while the rest of us drowned.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it as Americans that we are so willfully lulled to sleep that we ignore an actual evil establishment of people in this world, an elitist class of people, to rule our lives? They can do nothing to us when we stop paying them. They can do nothing to us when we get out and protest and riot as well. Imagine the power of an entire nation rioting against the establishment to the point that they themselves pull an Iceland and arrest them all. That is what it's going to take to get America back. If you go the violent revolution route, we're going to look like Venezuela. If you go the pacifist route, we're going to look like China. If you go the legal route, which means law enforcement needs to get their hands on actual documents and start pressing actual charges, even if the attorneys won't. There are attorneys.
Are you talking about citizen grand juries?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There are attorneys out there, Dave, who are patriotic people. Not every lawyer is a scumbag, but I do want to say 70% of them are. But not every lawyer, I'm prejudiced. Forgive me if you're,
you know what the lawyer. Difference between a lawyer and a skunk in the road is?
What?
There are skid marks in front of the skunk.
Right.
It's only a joke, folks. It's only a joke. Don't call the Lawyers Association.
Listen, I've met plenty of good defense attorneys and prosecutors. All right. So I nag on the ones that I did not like, and I have met some stupid lawyers. But I will say this, it will take patriotic men and women that will say the legal system has betrayed the American people. We, the people, have to go another route. I don't know how this falls into play. This is something that we would be learning on the fly, that we would be adapting and overcoming. But it will take, and I will say this, what I am saying will take governors to get off their ass and start prosecuting, even if it's to the extent that, could you imagine if a governor and the attorney general of a state decided we are going to start with arrest warrants for people in Washington, D.C. because there are crimes that we can prove? You don't think Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton and Hunter Biden have already been declared felons who need prison time? To include Joe, you don't think we can't pursue that? We can. We absolutely could. Could you imagine a confederate of states? Could you imagine 20 so many governors coming together?
Well, it's already happening, because I'll give you a microcosm of what you're talking about. 23 state attorney generals wrote to Biden this past week.
Yep.
And criticized him for the student loan program and said it was unconstitutional, which it is. Only Congress has the power to do what he did, which is debt forgiveness. And he gave a speech, Biden did, at Delaware State University, and he was complaining about these people. And he said, who the hell do they think they are? See, there's that schism right here. Biden has made two speeches, which basically say, if you not for the Democrats, it's kind of like George Bush. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists.
Right.
You're either with the Democrats or you're a domestic terrorist. It's George Bush 2.0. And Biden has doubled down on that. He gave the speech yesterday on November 2nd, and he gave the first speech like that on September 1st. So he's declared war on anybody that's not a Democrat. That's going to cause, in my humble opinion, a further bifurcation. And I think these 23 state attorney generals banding together, it's kind of like what the colonists did before they actually revolted. They had writs of declaration. They had the First Continental Congress before they declared independence. They did things to tell England, you're not going to do this to us. And I'm beginning to see that among Republican governors and state attorney generals.
See, the thing where you have to be careful now is that the moment we go down this path, National Guard is going to be enacted.
Yeah. Doug, I don't want you to think I'm advocating for this. I'm just reporting what I'm seeing.
No. We're not advocating for it. I'm just let's play this chess game out. Okay. Attorney generals, along with governors, come up with arrest warrants, let's say for Joe Biden. And they want to serve that warrant. And all 23 attorneys send their prosecutors and their state law enforcement to Washington, D.C. in force to serve this warrant. And let's say Texas has a grand jury that wants that warrant served. What are we supposed to do? Not serve it? What is the Secret Service supposed to do? Allow the president to be served? You know, this is where we get into such a quasi-strange world, because immediately the mayor of D.C. would call in the National Guard. The National Guard would form all the barrier lines, probably also federal law enforcement, Capitol Police, all this other stuff, Metropolitan Police. Would all form protective perimeters, I'm guessing, not saying this is true, but to fill the void so that warrants can't be served, people can't get close.
Yeah.
It would. Could you imagine then if the governors didn't stop there and they said, if you're not going to let us serve this warrant, we are going to activate our National Guards and send them to you to serve the warrant.
Time out, Doug. Carrie Lake has said if she's elected governor of Arizona, that's exactly what she's going to do on day one about the immigration issue.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So then this comes into a strange thing. Who does the National Guard answer to? Is it the Pentagon or is it the governor?
I think it depends who's in charge.
It depends on what's going on with the conflict and what the president decides. Because the National Guard falls in line with the governor until they're activated by the president, by DOD, when they'll fall under DOD principles. But it doesn't mean they have to follow orders either. If the Pentagon says, hey, General, whatever of Texas, stand your men down, they don't necessarily have to follow it if the governor says, you shall do what I said because you are literally the militia, the guard force for our state. This is when the conflicts that we have talked about so many times in Civil War start to come in play. Who will play ball? Who will line up with the Democrats? Who will line up with the Republicans? Who will sit this one out? Who will not come to the muster? You know, who will decide, you know what, I'm not showing up this month. You guys can go do this on your own. I'll get in trouble. And would the Pentagon actually activate the active duty military in CONUS to suppress or even, God help us, combat an incoming force? This would be what, if you wanted to do this correctly, this would be a policing operation. It is a coup. It absolutely is a coup. But this would be a policing operation led by half the governors, which at that point in time, I mean, you know, if you look back historically, who has more power, half the states or the president?
Well, I think there's another element in there too. And you're asking a question that really can't be answered because the context at the time will determine who really has the power. That's and I'll right. tell you, the variable that I think will swing the pendulum is what the people will do.
That's right.
The reason the left invests so much energy into controlling the narrative and basically propagandizing through the mainstream media, trying to control kids and education, is they have to control the population. They can't let the population figure out what's going on. So whites have to hate blacks and blacks have to hate Hispanics, and they keep us divided so we can never stand in unity together and say, look at what these thieves are doing to our lives and our country.
That's right.
So it's what the people are going to do. So if the people are numb and dumb, the Pentagon will activate and the people will be subjugated. It'll be bloody as hell and the prisons will be filled and executions will happen. If the pendulum swings the other way, history shows that the people will make it not safe for anywhere. There'll be nowhere that the establishment can hide.
And
the Pentagon, I think the Pentagon wants to be on the winning side, don't you?
I do. And at that point in time, once you start talking about like French Revolution, no one is safe.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because then you have democracy. Then you have demokratia ruled by the mob, as Socrates would say.
That's true.
And those always fail, right? It is a slippery slope once we go down this path. But I will tell you, it's not it's theoretical, but it's not exactly not plausible. Because if we go down this route, where we have members of Congress, governors, bodies of the people, law enforcement, attorney generals, who say that we are absolutely not going to allow our country to be destroyed. And if you idiots won't do anything about it in Congress, then it's time for us. This will be a practical situation. This will happen. I mean, yeah, what are we supposed to do? Just sit back and allow ourselves to be destroyed?
Well, a lot of people are. That's why I'm saying, are we going to be numb and dumb? Are we going to be, I'm not taking it anymore?
But people won't move if the governors don't. I firmly believe that. There's not going to be a social media influencer who's going to start this. President Trump is not going to start this. Law enforcement does not follow former leaders.
The governors will say this: I have to react to the will of the people and respect their wishes, and I have to protect them. And I agree. But see, it still comes back to no governor. Let me give you an example. When I broke the story of Benghazi, how there was really a near coup with an admiral and then General Hamm working together, and I had that evidence. I had it from a great military source, and I sat on it for 2 weeks. And you know why I sat on it for 2 weeks, Doug? Because I didn't think anybody would believe me because I didn't have real hard stuff behind it. Usually I could take an unnamed source, but I can link it to something close that's documented, and I got it. But I took the leap of faith because the source is so good, and he was badgering the hell out of me too, and I went ahead and released it. And that same credibility issue comes forward with this. I'll say that this answers your question fully. A near coup by an admiral and General Hamm, they were going to rescue Ambassador Stevens. And they were set to launch the military operation. Navy provides intel and cover, and here come the helicopters to do the rescue from General Hamm. Unknown to them, Leon Panetta had assigned two CIA executive officers to both commanders. And they were promptly arrested for disobeying Panetta's orders. And, you know, all hell broke loose. I asked my source, a top-level military person at one time, I said, you were this close to a coup. Why don't you just do it again? And I'll quote what he said. Look, dumbass, this was a coup of opportunity. He said, the people will never accept a coup against the Obama administration just out of nothing. If Stevens would have been saved, and he would have said, well, they're dealing drugs, they're running kids, they're maintaining all these prostitution efforts, all these terrible things they're doing, and they support ISIS, he said, they would have gone down in flames. But Stevens had to die. to cover this story because he was part of it. So, Doug, that's my answer to that question. Is if the people won't back a coup, I learned from Benghazi that no one's going to step up and stand up.
Everything you just said is going to come out, and it's going to be the Russians who do it.
Now, my number one scenario is false flag frames the Russians, and we go to war. What's your number one scenario?
Russia has been softly disclosing, and the world has seen it, what has been taking place in Ukraine with bioweapons, with child sex trafficking, the running of guns, the running of the laundering of money. When Russia comes out with the pedophilia stuff, the sex trade, I mean, they're going to bring it to the world stage. I firmly believe, and once again, I'm not a Russiaphile, but I'm not a Russiaphobe. I'm just calling it as I see it. I firmly believe that Vladimir Putin is playing the long game to gather as much information, intelligence, and evidence possible to disclose to the world, look what America's doing. Are you going to continue to allow this tyrannical government to exist or harass and then to have this level of dominance over trade and finances of the world, or are we going to do something about it and dethrone America?
I agree. That's the bottom line, and their ally, China, will be right there with them. Doug, we're out of time, and again, we know you're on Global Star Radio Network, and you're on Rumble and YouTube and so forth, so I want to encourage people to visit Doug's many, many sites. Doug, thanks for coming on. Another edition here of the Doug and Dave Intel Report. I think this should be entitled something like, What Won't the Democrats Do to Stay in Power? Or The Anatomy of a False Flag. I think that's probably the better one. Anyway, Doug, thanks for coming on. Safe travels, my friend. I'll be in touch.
See you, Dave.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Rekker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekker5, mountainstatesurvival.com.
You can find this show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
All stations, all stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.